everyone. Hello. Okay. Just getting the sound right this morning. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a while since I've been on the air, and an even longer while, over 2 months, since I've been on the air at my usual time, that being 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. So I'm happy to be back, and I will be doing this weekly again, probably. Yeah, I will. Today I've sort of got a set list that takes a few turns, but a lot of it, I mean, the binding theme is just things I've been into lately, but this first half of the show especially is a lot of new sounds in left field, electronic, rap, whatever you want to call all this. Just sort of the recap of weirdo pop in the last couple months, aka the recap of stuff that I listen to, basically. But yeah, anyways, this first song is Rain Lines by Actress from the new Actress record Static. Those of you who have tuned into the show before may very well have heard me play some Actress, one of my favorite artists out there and one of the most consistent discographies in all of electronic music history, I would say. With the new record Static, which came out in the beginning of June, It's one of my favorites that he's done in a long time, and his album last year was also one of my favorite releases of last year, so he does a good job. And I've got a little more from that, this album, coming later in the set list. But yeah, I suppose I don't have too much to talk about right now at the moment, but I suppose I could introduce my next song, coming from the new John Glacier EP. I'll be playing Whole or None. John Glacier is a British rapper who just released an EP herself called Duppy Gun, and it's quite good, and I have a few songs from that on the queue as well, so hopefully you enjoy those. And yeah, I'll be back on the mic in a bit. Thanks for tuning in this morning, y'all. Thank you.
You see a change of
Alright, I am going to speak for just a moment about the last couple songs, because why not? We had, after that John Glacier track, we had a song off the new Igloo Ghost album, Tidal Memory EXO, titled Spawn 01. Good song. I've really been liking that Igloo Ghost record lately. And then that last track was Sassy by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt off their most recent project, Backstage Raver. I was quite excited to see that project come out because I wasn't sure if Dean Blunt and Joanne Robertson were still collaborating like that, but whenever they get together, what they make is pretty gold. And that song has quickly become one of my favorites this summer, so hopefully y'all enjoyed that too. And then now we have Losing Tennessee by Fine. Fine just released her debut album. She's a singer from Denmark. Yeah, I don't know what to say. We've got a little more Denmark stuff coming your way, but it's mostly just this for now. I don't know. Yeah, I've just been enjoying all of this. Strong rotation of good new music happening among us, around us, and everywhere. And I'm not even done with the new music. Soon I'll cool it on that and play some less brand new stuff, but I'm not going to do that yet. But yeah, this Fine album, it's called Rocky Top Ballads. It just came out last month, I think on the same day that the Actress album came out, maybe. Or it might have been the... Yeah, I think it was. I don't know. But quite good. And yeah, my awesome girlfriend put me on to Fine. So, shout out to her. I believe she's listening now, so thank you. Anyways, I suppose I'll quit the talking, but... I'll be back on the mic before long anyway. I've got another song from the John Glacier album, or EP, which I've mentioned like 4 times already. This one titled Grands. And then after that, who knows what we'll get into. I know what we'll get into, but I won't tell you guys until you hear it. So yeah, enjoy. All that's out there is one big lie, so don't say it's my problem when I figure it out. I got this. And there's something I'm losing. Every day something I have to get here. I don't know what I really want, but you could show me what I need.
Yes, I want it my way. If I want a bag of blood, bag of me. Tell me why you wanna chat to me. I'm like, that fashion girl from. Back to me, I'm that fashion girl from Hackney. Couple grams that I've got, years. I'm a hot girl, I can't drop tears. For the heart of my sleeve, one dark or deep. Weep away, then I reap. Get back when I sleep. Real life, no dreams. First day on the highway. First day on the highway. Friday, I blew a bag away. Yes, I want it my way. I want a bag, blow a bag of me. Tell me why you wanna chat to me. I'm that fashion girl from Hackney. First day on the highway.
Change. I still put 5 on over 2.5. We still couldn't play away. Still come together, still at the pictures. I still wouldn't play this way. Still uneasy, still unstable. Don't worry, it's me on the table. I wish these kind of things could last forever. You would have left the pen and played it safe over open wounds and pains. You didn't leave for too long. I was turning page, hoping for better days, wishing for better fixtures. I couldn't believe it either. Times change, lower the tones, we'll get past Easter. I'm at the end of tether, trying to find the lies between the truth. You're screaming, I can't believe it's you.
Alright, I'm back on the mic, and I will talk about those last couple songs, but first, there comes a time in every great radio show where I've got to do a PSA, and this one's about the Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile track mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. And that's a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Anyways, I was just at the lake yesterday. It's a pretty fun time. Would recommend if it's a nice hot day. But I bet it'll be busy today and tomorrow because of 4th of July and all that. Anyways, those last couple songs, why don't we discuss them a little, shall we? After that John Glacier song a few songs ago was Dance 2 by John Eno, from his new record 40. Those of you who know me at all, not really, I won't make sweeping generalizations, but many who know me as a fan of John Eno. I've been listening to him since like last year when he only had a few EPs out. And he just dropped his debut album right at the beginning of May. And it's probably, like, pretty securely my favorite record to release this year. I couldn't stop listening to it for, like, 3 whole days. Like, I listened to nothing other than 40 by John Eno. And that song Dance 2 is really good, one of my favorites on there. It just super reminds me of The Streets, Mike Skinner, original Pirate material, which is another incredible record. I was very into that in, like, November. Yeah, I feel like I was playing a lot of The Streets on my show around November time. I was also listening to a lot of John Eno around November time, so I guess it correlates. And then that last track was Whoosh by M.L. Buch, or M.L. Book. I thought I had learned how to pronounce her name, but now it seems there are more pronunciations. But another Danish singer and guitarist and general all-around great artist. Her record Sun Tub from last year is just pretty undeniable. It's so otherworldly. Doesn't sound like nothing else out there. But yeah. And then right now we've got Beating by Tirza, although I've talked over most of it. Really lovely tune. I've been revisiting Color Grade by Tirza, her most recent full-length album. And it's good. It's not as good as her first record, Devotion. Or this isn't her most recent full length. I totally lied because she did one more recently. I'm going to stop talking now because my next song is another song I love very much, Better Island by Pretty V. Enjoy. Yeah. And keep it locked. Whatever. In the end. I'm going to start talking again because I feel like it, and I sort of cut myself off. This song playing behind my voice right now is Café Del Mars by Actress off of that new record Static that I have talked about extensively already and thought about even more extensively in my head. But yeah, just really, really good stuff. People were saying, like, I feel like the rhetoric around it was like Actress has gone ambient again, but I don't really agree with that reading because I think that this is just as like kick drummy as any Actress album. I don't know, that doesn't mean much to most, so I don't think it matters. It does matter, but whatever, I digress. Anyways, yeah, that last track was Better Island by Pretty V. Again, I mean, one of my favorites as of recent, produced by Mike, who's one of my favorite artists right now, probably going to be my most listened to artist of the year at this rate, just because he's amazing. But yeah, I guess I normally like to talk about basketball on my show. Usually I do it a little later, but not so much is going on because it's the off season, but still a lot is going on. My very own Orlando Magic team re-signed Kentavious Caldwell, not re-signed, we signed Kentavious Caldwell Pope, the three-point sniper from the Denver Nuggets championship team, as well as the Bubble Lakers championship team. And I'm pretty excited about that because my team needed a little more outside shooting, and that he shall provide. And I feel like we're gearing up for like a big trade. I wonder what it will be, but who knows? I'm excited for my team's future. We're finally good. Last night, the Cincinnati Reds beat the New York Yankees, which is pretty cool because my housemate and buddy, Constantine, is a big New York Yankees fan. I am a decent Cincinnati Reds fan. I'm talking about baseball now. I sort of switched gears without saying anything. But the Reds won. I believe it was like 4-3 or maybe 5-4. I know we won by one run. New York was hit by an Ellie De La Cruz masterclass, for lack of a better way to put it. But yeah, I guess I sort of just want to like keep talking because I'm really loving the sound of my own voice right now. Just kidding. Not really. But yeah, I spent a lot of last week in Baltimore, Maryland. It was my first time ever in Maryland and ever in Baltimore. I was going to visit my girlfriend, which was very fun, very cool, very cute city. And I went to Camden Yards to watch a Baltimore Orioles game against the Texas Rangers, and the Orioles won, thankfully. But it was a great time to be had by all, and yeah, a wonderful little jaunt down to the Mid-Atlantic. I would love to go again. But yeah, other than that, not so much is going on. I guess, yeah, I'm just laying low, chilling out. Waking up this morning with a little bit of Actress. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, the NBA draft was also recent. That was pretty fun. The Orlando Magic got Tristan Da Silva, where I didn't really watch much University of Colorado basketball, so I don't really know how he plays, but he seems like a chill and cool dude. So that was pretty awesome, I guess. There were other guys who I was hoping we would get, but it's okay. Shout out to Bronny James, by the way. I know he's out there somewhere. Yeah, real legend. Got drafted to the Los Angeles Lakers to play with his father, LeBron James. And I'm just going to say now, like, whether you think it's fair or not that he made it to the league, if LeBron James is able to win a championship with his firstborn son, who's named after him, on the roster, he's undebatably the GOAT. He's the GOAT. And right now, I mean, I think LeBron James is the best basketball player of all time. I don't think he's the GOAT, but he's maybe the best basketball player ever. But he's not the GOAT. It's different. If he can win a ring with his son, that settles it forever, and I fear no one will ever touch that. So yeah, wishing luck to LeBron and the Lakers, even though I don't even think I don't know if they'll even be that good this year. But whatever, Bronny's there. Shout out to Bronny. I hope he has a bright future in the league. I hope he can live up to all the standards set by him by having the name Bronny LeBron James Jr. But yeah, whatever. I've spoken. I've said enough. I'll talk about my next song, I guess, because that'll be a little more constructive to the integrity of this show, maybe. But my next song is a recent discovery. It's called All Your Love by Mark A. Mitchell. It is a weird little tune, and it was produced by Juan Atkins, who is one of the founding forefathers of Detroit techno. And it's just a weird, like, kind of dusty, old, kind of, like, forgotten R&B-ish electro single. Yeah, and I've been rocking with it a lot. I think it's very sweet, very fun. And then I have even more exciting music for you guys. So, yeah, 25 more minutes of that. Enjoy. This is All Your Love by Mark A. Mitchell. Thank you. I won't stop running my mouth, but I've got so much to say about all of this music that I have today. Again, that was two songs ago, was All Your Love by Mark A. Mitchell, produced by Juan Atkins. The percussion on that is so good. I just like hearing that kind of like early Detroit techno electro type production, and the way that the like certain hits of the percussion are very like reverbed out. It's very cool, has a nice effect. And then that last song is pretty undeniable, I'd say. Damn That Valley by US Girls from the record Half Free, which I've only come to revisit recently. That song is just so like, it's so explosive. I don't know, it reminds me a lot of when I was like a high schooler. I would listen to the first Santigold album, and there are a few songs on there that I think are just strokes of genius, like Shove It with Spank Rock, namely, and like Creator, where they're just kind of weird and dubby and like totally wonky, but they're still like beautifully like constructed pop songs. And they just have such a like ground shaking affect to them, which I think is interesting. And that US Girls song, I think, is like the natural progression of that, plus a little like through a sort of weird, almost, I want to compare it to Cindy Lee filter. Very cool song, I just really love it. And then right now, I sort of added it to talk over, which I'm doing right now. It's New York Mystic Pretty by The Crying Nudes, one of them shadowy, nameless, Dean Blunt affiliated groups. I don't know if anyone ever figured out who is in this band, but they got some songs. And after this, I have a song that I've definitely played on the radio before, but probably like freshman year, so a good while ago. The Jungle Mix of Dreaming by Ashaye. Not sure what the deets are on this song, but it's very good, really hopeful, beautiful for a sunny day like today. I hope y'all enjoy this as much as I do. Again, this is The Jungle Mix of Dreaming by Ashaye.
up all the DJs too.
This is one of my favorite songs of the past couple whiles. I just keep listening to it. This is I'm in Love by Jennifer Lara. The last song was Tonight by Sam Wilkes, Sam Gendel, and a few other guys off the record. Wilkes, before that, was The Jungle Mix of Dreaming by Ashaye. And yeah, this is my last song today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Jack and the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to it on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you tuned in today, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day. And if you didn't tune in, I also hope you have an amazing day. But mostly the people who tuned in this time. Again, this is I Am In Love by Jennifer Lara. Just sit back and enjoy this one. Feel the sun if you're outside. Think about the sun if you're not, and enjoy. Have an amazing day. Thank you guys.
You.